We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, when like you said, when you signed off, there were a lot of guys, there were a lot of key guys that were banged up. What are your expectations as far as the pace tonight? Who's going to be up top? I mean, all these different things that we don't know yet.
Well, one thing that I think will be a substantial difference from what you saw in Mexico City is Atlanta United is going to be incredibly solid in the back, because now for the first time we're going to see a center back pairing of Miles Robinson and Fernando Meza. It's amazing to think, guys, that Miles Robinson is going to be playing his first Atlanta United match in 9 months on Saturday. Competitive match. He did play in the preseason, but then he got hurt at Leones Negros. So we're going to see Miles Robinson for the first time in 9 months. I thought Meza, what we saw of him before the stoppage, was the potential for him to be basically Leandro Gonzalez-Perez, but without the rash challenges, a really steady kind of rock-like center back. And those two paired together as center backs. Then if you decide to play in a 3-4-3 and you add Franco Escobar in as the third center back, I really think that's solid. I think that's going to be difficult for Red Bulls to penetrate. I think where Red Bulls will try to hit Atlanta United is on the counter. Remember the match they played last May up in New York, where Red Bulls had a guy red carded early, and then they scored with 10 men on a counter and kind of hung on to win 1-0. I think Red Bulls are going to try to hit Atlanta United on the counter. When they played against Real Salt Lake in their last league match in March, they really conceded a lot of possession. And RSL outshot them 21-4, and it was Red Bulls on a counter getting a game-tying goal. So I think Atlanta United will be very, very difficult to penetrate defensively. As far as Atlanta United's attack is concerned, like, playing Red Bulls is like going to the dentist. You know, everything is painful and difficult and long and, tough. So we're going to see a big, big challenge for Atlanta United without Joseph Martinez trying to play through that defensive pressing style of Red Bulls. And I think the biggest question of all, guys, is what do they do with the number nine? Do they play with the false nine? Is it Mateus Hozetu? Is it Pity Martinez? Is it a pair of false nines with Barco and Pity? How does Emerson Heinemann factor into this? Remember, Heinemann comes into this tournament second in the league in goals scored right now. So Atlanta United's got a lot of guys who can score, but they don't have a Joseph. And I'm going to be very, very curious to see the lineup tomorrow night to see tactically what the formation will look like and what the idea is, what the concept is in addressing that loss of Joseph Martinez.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.